Pat's Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Friday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106. You want to respond to anything, hit us up. Use the text line. That's the best way to do so. But if you want to respond to anything we were discussing or pay a compliment, a complaint, everybody is welcome. I always appreciate the feedback, cherish the feedback, in fact. Everybody except for Ricky, who continues to be banned on the text line. Still to come on the program about 30 minutes from now, State Senator Chris Elliott, our returning champion, will be with us, so make sure you stay tuned for that. But joining us now, always a pleasure to have this next gentleman on. Very, very gracious with his time. Come on this program. He's the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. John Wall on the line with us. Chairman, good morning. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. How about you?
Doing well, doing well. I wanted to get you on. I guess before we go, we get into what I want to have you on. How goes the Alabama Republican Party these days?
You know, really well. If we could just get the Democrats in Washington to respect the Constitution and follow the rule of law, I'd be doing a lot better. Yeah, it's a time when the party very much is in, I don't know how else to say it, you know, we're fighting for the rights and the freedoms and for the very heart and soul of our country. You know, the things I see happening, I think it's more important than ever for the party to be engaged in fighting, because we need leadership that is willing to stand for our values.
Yeah, and it sounds like a heavy lift, but these elections have consequences, and we're finding out exactly that right now. Let's get into what I asked you to come on for, and I haven't spent a whole lot of time on this, but that's why we're getting you on. Biden administration wants the IRS to start reporting transactions to the federal government. That's part of one of these big spending packages, and that's a little, makes a lot of people feel uneasy. Luckily for us, Tommy Tuberville, our U.S. senator, he's got a bill, the Protecting Financial Privacy Act. It's obviously going to be very tough in this environment. But you are backing Senator Tuberville 100% on this. So just kind of walk us through this and what you think this means to the average Alabamian.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, and first off, you're absolutely right. I'm extremely proud to have Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville leading the charge on this issue, because it's so fundamentally important to our values and to protecting our freedoms. And I say that for one main reason. I think we can never overemphasize the importance of privacy from the federal government. And, you know, our founders found that extremely important and they enshrined in the Constitution under the Fourth Amendment, where people are safe in their property, in their effects, in their papers. And the thought that the federal government, that the IRS, can go snooping around in citizens' bank accounts for any transaction over $600. And in fact, force financial institutions to turn those records over to the IRS. It's completely un-American. I honestly don't know what other word to use, because this goes exactly against what our founders thought so important that they put into the Constitution. And now we're just completely throwing that away. So I think it's incredibly important. And I think especially at this time, you have an issue that has kind of gone on under the radar. You know, you had the vaccine mandate. You had the whole debacle in Afghanistan. And this issue hasn't really come to the forefront. So I'm excited to talk to you about it today, because I think it's incredibly important. I think most citizens don't even realize this is going on. But yes, the Joe Biden administration right now is working to insert into one of these bills a protocol that would give the IRS power or force financial institutions to give IRS access to every transaction over $600.
Yeah, and like you said, it's been overshadowed by everything else going on in the news, particularly even when it's not just what's going on in the news, it's everything that Biden is doing wrong. And this is way down the list for a lot of people. But yeah, obviously it has some backing of Congress as well. This is really dangerous stuff. This is not something that's in the DNA of this country. It's a clear violation of precedent, according to privacy rights that we have in this country. And it doesn't seem like it seems like a lot bigger deal than it's probably been given notice of.
No, I agree 100%. You know, I think it's one of those things. There's so much wrong in Washington, D.C., and there's so many bad policies coming out that, unfortunately, an issue like this, though it's so important, there's just so much going on that it just doesn't get the attention it deserves.
Well, $600, see, that doesn't sound, I mean, that sounds maybe like a lot, I guess, in the grand scheme, but I mean that every transaction over $600, I guess, you know, how much money you put in your bank account, that we don't really have a cash economy like maybe we had. Everything is electronic. People just don't carry cash like they once had. And this is going to give the government a lot more insight into people's finances, and then where does it end? I mean, there's this obviously the slippery slope argument we got to be aware of as well, that this is heading in a bad place, and this is why a lot of people think we need to oppose Democrats at every possible corner, particularly when it came to, like, even last night with the debt ceiling, that gives them entree to do things like this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I found it ironic. Yesterday on the Senate floor, the Senate refused, and I'm a type of brought this up, his Protecting Financial Privacy Act, brought it up for the Senate floor yesterday. The U.S. Senate could not vote to protect people's financial privacy, but they could have, they found the vote to increase the debt for our children and grandchildren by almost $500 billion. And I think we see a government that has its priorities in a completely in the wrong place.
Yeah, and then you add to that, like, well, elections have consequences, and I'll give the benefit of the doubt to some of these Republicans that if you back Schumer in a corner, Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader in a corner, what if he does away with the filibuster? Then we really are headed in a fast way in a short amount of time toward a Western European socialism that's not really in the DNA of this country. But in the interim, that will have consequences because it could enable Democrats to say, hey, tell me if you think this is correct. They have very thin majorities in Congress or Capitol Hill, but they are governing like they have, like they have 70% majorities. It's very unsettling, and I guess that's why this midterm coming up is so important.
No, it absolutely is. You know, especially with the makeup of the Senate, I think it's incredibly important that we take back the House. But no, you bring up a good point. If you compromise on something that's a fundamental issue, and I really consider that our national debt is getting to that point where we have to show fiscal responsibility and we have to show restraint. You know, it's government's nature to grow. And sometimes you have to say no. There's just a point where government has enough money, they don't need to be growing bigger. And I really think we've reached that point. You can see this with this IRS requirement. Once again, it's increasing the size and the scope of government, how much information they collect. That goes hand in hand with needing more money. They need more money to implement these new programs. So I think comes a point where you really have to just say, you know what, government is big enough, no more money. Let's live within our means. Let's be responsible. Let's really look at our children's future and try to give them the same America we know and love and same opportunities. You know, right now, government seems to want to make sure our children don't have rights and have a lot of debt. I think that's a very bad combination.
Yeah, this is the deal here. And tell me what you think about this assessment. I mean, think of this back and forth between Republicans and Democrats as a football game. And Democrats, well, they had the ball. They really want to drive into the end zone score, but not just score, score in a big way, get in the end zone, do a dance, go for two, everything that comes along with it. Whereas for Republicans, it's almost like a game of possession. They just want to hold on to the ball, hold on to the ball as long as possible. But it's becoming clear, more clear to me that Nancy Pelosi knows that 2022 is looming and that this is the opportunity. This is the last opportunity. This may be the last opportunity for a generation for Democrats to really do something big. And I think that's this big spending package that's under the guise of infrastructure or whatever they want to call it. That's where this is headed. They really want to change the country in a way that probably would upset a lot of us.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you also have the voting rights bill, that the quote unquote voting rights bill that Congress is working on. And I think you're right. I think they know that these policies, these values that they are putting forth, and I hate to even call them values because they're certainly not American values, but these ideas they're putting forth are not popular with the American people. You know, the American people still want freedom, and they still want the values that our founding fathers and the vision that our founding fathers had for this country. And I think that's incredibly important, because as long as the people want good government, we have a chance to save this country. And I think the American people are getting a taste of socialism. They're getting a taste of what the Democrat Party really wants, and they don't like it. And I think we will take back the House by a large margin, hopefully. And Senate, just with the makeup, is going to be a little harder this term, but I think in 2024 we will take back the Senate as well.
Yeah, and people, you know, that's the other thing, though. As we do head into a 2022 election cycle, that I know that, you know, in all likelihood, the White House will still be, well, it's almost a certainty, well, at least Joe Biden will still be president of the United States, or Kamala Harris or whatever, but it'll still be a Democrat in the White House. But it seems to me, though, that Republicans really got to really kind of change the game plan here. Rather than just hold on and maintain power, they got to start rolling some of this stuff back. As we learn from the New Deal, as we learn from Obamacare, it's hard to take a lot of things away and roll back things. But, you know, at what point do we have all these entitlements and all of these socialist programs, all of this social engineering? You got to start taking some of that away. And we just haven't seen a willingness by Republicans to do that, but maybe this time could be different.
I hope so, because you're absolutely right. Like you said, the Democrats are always pushing for that touchdown. And sure, they may only gain 10 or 20 yards on the field, but they gain ground. And then we need Republicans that as soon as we get back in, and if it's not directly rescinding the laws, it's doing the same thing the Democrats do. It's fighting for the values that American values that their constituents represent. And it's also using the same tools. If we have to stick something in an appropriation bill, well, why do we let Democrats do that and we don't do that? You know, I think we've got to get to the point where Republicans are fighting as strong or stronger than Democrats are. And that is definitely my desire, what I would like to see happen once once Republicans take back the House and the Senate.
I mean, that's the we have two sets of rules, two rule books, or two playbooks even, not even rule books, but two approaches as how far Republicans are willing to go versus how far Democrats are willing to go, where it just does seem like Democrats are willing to play harder in a lot of circumstances, and they're playing for blood, they're playing to change the country. You can't really operate a system that has two very different ideologies, competing ideologies of how the country should be, if one of those ideologies is willing to take everything to much more of an extreme, if necessary, that you're going to lose that battle every single time.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I always phrase it this way in my speeches when I'm out on the, out on a sub speech. I start my speech with, we need to understand where we're at in this country and what is happening. Because we are literally in a fight for the heart and the soul of this country. And I think sometimes Republicans don't realize that. You know, we're stuck back, think policy is important, protocol, almost a gentlemanly, okay, here's how the rules are supposed to work. Well, we've got to scrap that and realize we're in a war. And that we're literally fighting for our country, the country that we love, and for the future of our nation and our children's future.
Chairman, we're up against a break here. Folks want to find out more about the Alabama Republican Party, how to get involved, or anything else, tell them where to look. Down to
Georgia. Well, we're on social media. We're on Twitter and Facebook, ALGOP, and then also always check our website out, ALGOP.org. We're always glad to have visitors and feedback.
Chairman, we appreciate it. Let's talk again soon.
Sounds good. Have a good day.
You too. Chairman John Wald, Alabama Republican Party. We got to get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.